One other sort of related issue is the management. And again, you know, you hear this on many different cancers now, and I know everything's different, but I'm curious about the management of the patient who's progressing, at least by imaging, on a checkpoint inhibitor, kind of the global sort of approach that I've heard in general for a long time is, if the patient's clinically stable, keep going. Is that still the way you approach these patients?
Yes. Well, there are different kinds of progression, and it also depends when they're progressing. If they're progressing early, that could be pseudoprogression. You may want to continue for a while longer to make sure they don't have late responses. If they've been on treatment for a while and they just have one site of progression or a limited number of sites of progression, you can treat those locally with radiation or surgery, and you're still getting substantial benefit. But the person who's getting multiple sites of progression while they're on treatment, those patients you shouldn't continue on therapy. There is a caveat, though. Let's say that you've received ipilimumab, nivolumab, and you've responded. You then go on nivolumab. You're on nivolumab for a while, and on nivolumab, you develop disease progression, even in multiple sites. Some of those people you can reinduce with ipilimumab, nivolumab again and see a second response. So those people you can go back to the original induction regimen and get additional benefit. If somebody has received treatment, has gone off treatment for some period of time, and then starts to progress, those people can be reinduced often with the same drugs. And in some percentage of those patients, they will have a second response.
What about the so-called phenomenon of hyperprogression? Do you believe it exists? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it in melanoma, and I haven't seen it in kidney cancer. My colleagues who treat lung cancer or head and neck cancer are convinced that it exists.
Those are bad diseases too, you know, but we'll see.